Welcome to the Heck Yes Podcast. Here's your host, Sean Q.
Hey, Sean Q here. And in this episode, I want to speak specifically to the people who feel completely burned out. The people who are lost, wondering whether or not this is actually going to work for you. The people who are like, I've been in this business and I'm just tired. I'm weary. Giving up seems so nice. So luxurious. You know, oftentimes as entrepreneurs, we forget to take care of ourselves, which leads to this place of burnout, leads to this place where we are feeling as if the dream is impossible. And we get stuck, we get paralyzed, we get slowed down by our own insecurities, our own comparisons, our own feelings of being an imposter. And so in this episode, I want to give you three things you can do today, right now, to pull yourself out of that burnout state. So you can show up as your very best self and do work you love. Do work that gives you energy, work that gives you passion, work that gives you enthusiasm for the day. Are you ready? Write this down. Number one, three things to do to pull yourself out of burnout. Number one, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Oftentimes when burnout is experienced, it's because we are overstimulating ourselves, whether that's with information. We're watching every single YouTube video we can. We're listening to maybe even every single podcast. We're reading every single book, and we're overstimulating our mind, not giving it enough space to breathe. Maybe even for you, that's an overstimulation of food. Maybe that's an overstimulation of entertainment. So the first thing I want you to do is remove yourself from the overstimulation taking place and renew your mind with motivation, with inspiration, with positivity. Ask yourself, what kind of love can I receive to renew my mind and give me space to breathe? I want you to ask yourself, what do you need to do in order to just sit? Just sit. So many of us have our phone, maybe you do right now, maybe you're listening to this on your phone and you have your phone right next to you. I think there was a study that was done that showed people oftentimes don't spend more than 20 minutes away from their phone accumulated throughout the day. So that's like 2 minutes here, a minute here, 30 seconds there. So give yourself space to breathe. Give yourself space to think. You know, what's pretty incredible is you can come up with your own ideas. You can come up with your own strategies. You can sit and just process. And instead of overstimulating yourself, you can really analyze and let sit in the things that you've learned. That way you're able to show up not just with information, but with insight, truth that you can then go out and apply. So the very first thing to do to pull yourself out of burnout, renew your mind and give yourself space. The second thing I want to encourage you to do to pull yourself out of burnout is revive your heart. And I want you to actually right now, put your hand on your heart, breathe in, breathe out. And I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you were just silly? You danced silly. You jumped up and down silly. You laughed out loud for 20 minutes, so much so that your gut was hurting. Revive your heart. Because it's so easy to get hurt in the marketplace, especially as business owners who are going and going and going and going. So step one, renew your mind. Step two, revive your heart by doing something silly. Put good music on and just dance around for 5 minutes. And the third thing you can do today to pull yourself out of burnout is to refocus your vision. So often as we're in the weeds, we forget the why. We forget why we're doing it, the bigger reason, the greater cause that we're fighting for. Entrepreneurs are my people. Why? Because I love the fact that you have a change the world kind of mindset. For you, maybe it's about changing the entire world by coming up with the best solution that's going to revolutionize industries. Or maybe for you, it's you want to change your family. You want to have generational impact in your life. So your kids, your grandkids, your great-great-great-great-grandkids never have to live the life that maybe you lived. When you're able to refocus why you're doing this, it's easier to get into the weeds and do the work. So step one, to pull yourself out of burnout today, renew your mind. Give yourself space to breathe. Number two, Revive your heart. Be silly. Have fun. Laugh until your gut hurts. Step three, refocus your vision and remind yourself of your greatest why. I'm Sean Q, your high ticket sales coach, and I'll see you in the next episode.